بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. Last we were discussing the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Kareem. That is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who grants without being asked. Allah ta'ala grants without being asked. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us beyond our comprehension also. Whatever we get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only a gift from Allah. It's a hadiyah from Allah, ni'mat of Allah, bounty from Allah, which we don't deserve. Allah ta'ala gave it free of charge. As our honorable, illustrious and beloved Shaykh Azmu'a Abdul Hamid Sahib Nawarakatuhu says, whatever we are enjoying of dunya right now, Allah ta'ala has given us bonsela. What is bonsela? Free of charge. You haven't done anything for it. So don't even think your a'mal also, this is an exchange for my a'mal. Because I am doing so much, Allah Ta'ala is blessing me. We don't even know whether the amal is accepted. We don't even know whether the salah is correct. The salah that we are performing, we are hoping that it is correct salah. Our taharat also, we just hope, Ya Allah, it is correct. As we make mudhakara over and over again, then we realize, I'm not washing my hands properly, sunnah tariqah, when you're making wudu, wash the right hand first, then left, wash the left hand. But how we wash our hands? We wash our hands like we're going into theater right now, like doctors. Wash both the hands one time. But we learned in madrasa at that time. Wash the right hand first, then we wash the left hand. Then we read the dua before that. So all the sunnats, the adab, the etiquette, etc., we're omitting. When it comes to gargling the mouth, how many of us gargle the mouth correctly also? Sunnat. The sunnat, we can't put a value to it. So one is now to put water into the mouth and to gargle. To gurgle, there's also sunnah, mustahab, that you have to gargle your mouth. When you're washing the nose, there's two things over there, istinshaq, istinthar. One is to throw water inside, other one is to blow it. We know how we're rushing for wudu. We just throw water inside, finish. We hardly blow it, we hardly gargle our mouth. When using the miswak also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to use the miswak, he used to clean his palate and his tongue until he used to choke in the morning. At the early morning tahajjud time. So all that phlegm and all the balgam comes out. So all these are sunnahs. From there we can gauge now that we heard it so many times before, but we forgot about it. We forget very quickly. Hazrat says, but our password we don't forget. Password we don't forget. Even the old people, GST number, they still remember. GST. And how many accounts we have, we know all the, numbers we know there. But how quickly we forget now to read our du'as. So when it comes to wudu, when it comes to ghusl, are we making correct ghusl according to sunnah tariqah? How are we having a bath? Is everything completely according to sunnah? When you go to the toilet, our salah, all these things we've got to check. So whatever Allah Ta'ala is giving us is only a hadiyah from Allah, bonsela, free of charge. We haven't done anything for it. And by default, this dunya life is such that it's a life of difficulty. Where in reality, we should be getting nothing from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah is giving, just giving it to us, hoping from Allah Ta'ala's side that we do something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how beautifully Hazrat mentioned also last week over the weekend, Allah Ta'ala gave tawfiq to spend some time with Hazrat Wala. And every time we spend some time with Hazrat, there's something we're learning all the time inspiring us. He said, these are all bounties of Allah, Allah is giving us. Even for us to read Durood Sharif is a bounty from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala commands us, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, people of Iman, sallu alayhi. That you send salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala is commanding us that you must make salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how we respond? We say, Allahumma salli. Allah is saying, you read salat and salam. And how we respond? Allah, oh Allah, you send salat and salam. Allah says, you do it. And how we respond? Ya Allah, you send it. Ulama say, we don't have the tongues. Our tongues are so dirty. Allah, how can we send salat and salam? So we request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our behalf. Ya Allah, you send your special mercies upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't have the adab, we don't have the etiquette. And this to Hazrat says, understand, this ni'mat and gifts, this Durood Sharif that we are reciting is a great thing. If you only understand, if a person wants to solve all his problems, Hazrat says, if he gets his yaqeen, conviction upon Durood Sharif, it'll do everything for him. What is Durood Sharif? Hazrat explains. Allah Ta'ala give the command. And all his bounties is from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is saying directly, indirectly, that send some bounties for my beloved also. Send some hadiyas for my beloved, some gifts by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Durood Sharif is a gift to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Nabi of Allah, may Allah ta'ala bless you. Allah special rahmat upon you. This is a hadiyah from us to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a jazakallah khair. Allah reward you. And we taught in the sunnah, if somebody gives you a hadiyah, then give him a hadiyah better in return. Tahadu, tahabbu. That exchange gifts, it creates muhabbat. Whether it says we are sending a gift to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, O Nabi of Allah, accept our gift. What a gift Allah ta'ala said, I send this to you. O Nabi of Allah, we are sending it to you. What do you get in exchange? Gift from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah will give you a hadiyah. You send to my Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, I'll send for you a hadiyah now. I'll send for you what hadiyah Allah will give. Subhanallah, you can't even imagine. Only sukoon of the heart, there'll be a raging storm around, depression, feeling down. But Durood Sharif, Ya Allah. Allah's rahmat will be pouring, torrential upon a banda. How will he enjoy himself? Only in Durood Sharif. So if only we can understand the beauty and the depth and the barakat of Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mother says, we just get yaqeel upon that. That Durood Sharif will do all my work for me. Obviously, give up our gunas and sins. And then come upon Durood Sharif, upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and see the barakat in your life. In the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala all the time. But obviously, we'll close all other avenues of gunah and sin. Allah ta'ala give us understanding and tawfiq, inshallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-kareem. Allah ta'ala gives us, without being asked, without us being deserving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us bounties and ni'mats. I remember here also, as we mentioned before, when it comes to bounties and gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unfortunately, our minds only work fulus. Allah will give money. Money will do my job. Money will solve my problems. How many people look up? Money, more problems. Like they say for the students of deen, they say that when it comes to mal and wealth, the more you spend, then it becomes less. When it comes to knowledge and ilm, the more you spend it on the people, the more it increases. When it comes to mal, you have to look after it. When it comes to ilm, ilm will look after you in the qabr also. So this is the difference between the two. We only think fulus. Allah will give a lot of money. A lot of money, a lot of problems come also. Then person Allah can handle the test of wealth also. When Allah Ta'ala will give you bounties and barakat, Allah will give barakat in your iman. Now living on barakat, I'm enjoying myself, I got qana'at, I got contentment. So Allah will give barakat in iman, barakat in taqwa. As Hazakim Sahib will say, rahmatul alayhi, another person goes into a plane, and now he sees an air hostess, and now the taqwa broke. Made in China. You can break any time. This is real taqwa. Wherever I go, my taqwa salamat se rahe. My taqwa remains intact, in peace, it doesn't break. Allah give barakat in taqwa also. Barakat in your a'mal. Barakat in a'mal. And we find our akabir also when they travel, how they enjoyed the a'mal. Even in the car, they will sit out of town, sometime in their plane, start the nafil namaz. Start the nafil namaz, and they enjoying themselves talking to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Are we getting bored? What to do? They got Quran Sharif, they got Dhikrullah, they got Durood Sharif, and how they, this is barakat in a'mal. Then Allah ta'ala, then from those a'mal where there's barakat in a'mal, then from there that will draw the rahmat of Allah, rosy from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Remember also, as we hear in the path of Allah, that the khazana, the warehouses, the storerooms of all halat is in the control of Allah. لَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That the keys to the skies and the earth belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala يَفْتُدُ رِزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقَدِرُ. Allah ta'ala opens rosy sustenance to whom He wants to give. And Allah ta'ala restricts it, constrains it for whom He wants to constrain it. This in the hands of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala knows. But when a person is just getting from Allah dunya, then he feels now, Ya Allah, what am I doing wrong? This is not a musibat, ulama say. If your rosy doesn't open up, they say, you're not in a musibat. You say, what is a musibat from Allah and a calamity from Allah? Is then you're deprived of making sajda. And deprived of Quran tilawat. There we don't regard to be musibat. That I sat in the shop, I made a profit, but you must do Quran tilawat. It was a musibat today. How you must do Quran Sharif? Durood Sharif also. I must be 100 times Durood Sharif. So busy in the shop. So busy in dunya. As I said, we work until the bones of our fingers. So much we play with the till. And we just love hearing the sound. Customers. They say things are opening up. Alhamdulillah. But you must ask salah wa jamaat. How can you get back the reward of that? You lost it. Like the wali of Allah, he came to the masjid and he missed his salah. He made, I missed my salah. And he knew the reward. That this salah that is performed with jama'ah in the masjid, the reward is times 27. The reward is times 27. So to cover that up, he read the salah 27 times. That from the unseen he hears a voice. What about the ameen of the angels? But the hadith sharif says when a person is behind the imam says wa dallin ameen, and you also say ameen for the hanafi softly. He says ameen, and that ameen coincides and tallies the ameen of the malaika. Allah forgives all his sins. That only comes in jama'ah, salah wa jama'at. So that voice came and told him that you read salah the 27 times, what about the ameen of the malaika? That you won't get because you're not in jama'at right now. That was the reality for sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So coming back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Kareem, is that being who doesn't punish unjustly or without reason. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامِ لِلْعَبِيدِ مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ مِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَأَمَرْتُمْ. Allah doesn't punish unjustly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely just. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ. Allah ta'ala gives the command of justice. Be absolutely just. And this quality of justice, they say that a government can rule with kufr. Allah Ta'ala will allow a government, a king, to rule with kufr. But Allah will not allow a government to rule with zulam and oppression. The time will come sooner or later. Unjustly, Allah Ta'ala will not accept when the zulam taking place. Even the kings of before understood this. They say in Spain, when the Muslims were ruling with justice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help was with them. It's mentioned about one of the judges of the Spanish Empire at that time, Muslim judge. But how fair they were in their rulings. They say one night, just after midnight, he hears somebody banging on the door. So somebody distressed, he opens the door, he sees a youngster, quickly, give me asylum, aman, aman, give me asylum, protection. Muslim country, you give somebody aman, asylum, then nobody can touch that person because you've given him a promise, it's a pact. So he gives the youngster asylum, call him in the house, put him in the room, he's going to kill me outside. So he put him in the room and he closed the door, he said, don't worry, nobody will touch you. He left in the night there. Then as the night progressed, had a tap on the door and then some people came, said there was a altercation last night and your son was murdered. What time? Who was it? So and so. He realized the murderer of my son is in my house right now. But I gave him aman. I have given him my zaman and my tongue, my word. He says, subhanallah, this was justice. He left him the entire night to sleep there. You and me, somebody handle my family. Oh, in the war path. We show our jat, who we are. He gave his word, he left the youngster in the room the next morning, served him breakfast and everything, and then he tells him, once you leave my house, then I'm no more responsible for you. The youngster realized that this person came to know that he is the murderer. But so much of justice, Allah Ta'ala kept it like that. The king also mentioned one time about the king. The king's son had murdered someone in Spain also. And the whole case had to go through to the courts. Finally, he was convicted. And the king said, I will mete out justice to him. And the king himself took the life of his son. So this will be a lesson for all the kings that will come thereafter. There is no going around the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say within 3 days, the king died because of depression. But justice prevailed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely just. Allah will never make zalam on anyone. Sometimes we feel that Allah ta'ala took my child away. Allah ta'ala did this to me. Allah ta'ala did that. Allah can do as He wants to. That is why we see the lesson to learn. Wa ana abduka. Ya Allah, I am your slave. Khalaqtani wa ana abduka. Ya Allah, you created me. I am your slave. You have to say this to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I am your slave, I love to be your slave. Ya Allah, you can do with me as you wish to. And our Shaykh al-Hadith will say, and you mentioned this many a times, to be happy with destiny. Never to show Allah tabarak wa ta'ala narazgi, that I'm upset about what happened. Very quickly we show nowadays, as if now is my right to have certain bounties, people to treat me like this or like that. Many youngsters see, recently many youngsters too been dealing with, they say, my wife don't respect me. I said, mashallah, I never heard that before, any wife respecting. And as I mentioned last week also, he says, log kehte hai ki meri biwi meri respect nahi karti hai. He says, my wife doesn't respect me. Hazrat says, how is she respect to? Oh, dekhti hai tum kaise kutte ho. She sees how you're jumping on her and how you're making noises when the lights are off. How is she going to give you respect? She knows such things about you that nobody else knows what noises you're making, how you're jumping, and how you want her to respect you. He says, where you came from, boy? She knows you better than everybody else. So forget she's going to respect you. Yes, sir. She will keep your respect. Subhanallah. So say she will. She might not respect you, but she will keep your respect. Amongst others, how she will keep your honor and your izzat. She won't run you down. Yes, if you will abuse her, you will tell her hurtful things. Obviously, she's in pain now. She has to speak to somebody because she can't talk to you. But you got to keep respect with her, and she will keep your respect. So when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unjust. Allah will not punish unjustly or without any reason. It is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala gives the command of bil-adli to be just. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is adil. Then number 15, the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-kareem, what does it mean? Is that being who is free from every blemish and weakness. So here a person also mentioning, a person feels that Allah is not giving me. Allah is that, these are an opening up. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being kind to me. Allah ta'ala did this to me. Allah ta'ala did that to me. You see, we are only the slaves of Allah. There's one sifat and one quality, Allah ta'ala bless us, is called ar-ridha bil-qada. To be happy with the destiny that Allah ta'ala has appointed for me. I am happy. If a person gets this in his life, he will never be depressed. He'll never have any questions. Because he knows Allah created me, I didn't come by my own will. Allah Ta'ala wished this for me, Ya Allah, I'm happy with it. Never to show Allah Ta'ala unpleasantness. That Ya Allah, I'm not happy. Once we met a person also, sat in his car, we had some work with him. It was about namaz time. So he says, I'm not coming for namaz. I said, but what happened? He said, I'm very upset. I said, wudu. He said, Allah. I said, na'uzu billah. He took my son away in an accident. That is own jahalat, ignorance, making statements like that. And I'm upset with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, so much the heart is attached to dunya and family. Why Allah ta'ala did this? How can you question the one that gave you? How can you question the one that gave you your own existence? So never to show Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, I'm happy. Whether it comes with the wife also, they were showing so much unpleasantness. Then why she's like this? Why she? Then she's showing the same. Allah Ta'ala's destiny was like that. And they say most of the marriages break up is because of ego. The person just has to humble himself and say, I'm sorry. What will happen? What's the fear? What's the worst can happen? Nothing. Just say, I'm sorry. And it won't happen again. Make dua for me. But you just can't say it. We'll continue day after day. And Mastura, the ladies, the same thing also. No humility. No humbleness. So they say the highest form of being happy with destiny from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is that when something has to happen to someone, the face he shows, the attitude he portrays to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is such that, Ya Allah, as if I wanted this to happen. I'm so happy. As if I wanted this to happen. I have no objection whatsoever. Not with guna and sin. I made some guna, I'm happy about it. Ya Allah, I wanted this to happen. No. If a test has to come to a person, something has to happen, whether some financial loss or something has happened in the family, Ya Allah, I have no ishkal, no objection whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, you are just, you have full right to do with me as you want to. Then Al-Kareem is that being who is free from every blemish and weakness, is that being who gives honor, this quality to is reserved exclusively for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to honor will become honored even in the dregs of disgrace. Look at our people, our families, and our brothers in Gaza right now. Might look at humiliation. What love Allah has put their heart in the entire world right now. What izzat, what respect the people have for them right now because of their kalima and because of their steadfastness. Allama Khattabi rahimahullah states, huwa akram wal akramin la yuwazihi karimun wa la yu'adiluhu nadhirun. He says, from all those who are generous, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most generous. No generous person can ever match him in generosity, and none can ever equal Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his sifat and his qualities. No one can equal to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. So here the important point, my dear brothers, we show to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, ya Allah, we are absolutely happy, Allah will make us happy. We show we are unpleased, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will leave us like that. So whatever condition it may be, Allah's condition is from you, and say to Allah also, ya Allah, I am happy. Ya Allah, I am happy. Hazrat says the wives do it all the time. The wives do sometimes, the husband is, shouting he gives the wife, and she's crying, she's tearing. Then there's a knock on the door, her in-laws came. She runs in the bathroom quickly, washes her face, the tears away, and she looks straight face, she comes, mommy what you'll have, daddy what you'll have, make for your tea, biscuits. And he's looking at her, what a performance you're putting on. Just now you're fighting. But how she keeps your honor and your respect. She won't even show. Her parents will come also. Everything is sweet in the house. Then after 1 year, the whole story comes out. Father said, you never told us. After 1 year, the story came out. They said, no. I made sabr. Father says, where you get wives like this? The way they show a straight face. They'll keep your respect. They keep your izzat. Why can't you do that for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? But to Allah will show we're so upset. That guy made a deal with me, and now he cancelled it. And we'll have a go at him. What we won't speak about him? What we won't tell him? Whether some mechanic it is, and how we'll take out. Brother says, how can you make ghibat of anybody? Allah Ta'ala make ghibat haram. Why? Because every single creation, every single man, woman belongs to Allah, is a slave of Allah first. So Allah Ta'ala is warning you, don't eat the flesh of my slave, because it belongs to me. You don't know if he made tawbah or not, it's my beloved. So make sure you don't eat the flesh of anyone. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Discussing with the kitab Ilajul Ghadab, the treatment for anger. Humility. Hazrat says that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a khalifa for 10.5 years, some say 12 years. Christian rulers quivered with awe and fear at the very mention of his name. One day he addressed himself, Hazrat Umar says to himself, O Umar, you were grazing camels once, but today you rule as the commander of the believers. This is all due to the blessings of the chief of the Anbiya, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His sohbat, before they would tell us, Umar, you can't even look after the camels. Allah Ta'ala made him Amirul Mu'mineen. When someone asked him about his anger, to which he replied, before my conversion, my anger was directed against Islam. Now it is directed against the kuffar. I now honor even a Muslim of low birth and lineage. Even I give him honor. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was an African slave of very dark complexion. But Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to address him as, O my chief Bilal. O my chief. O my Sayyid, O my Master Bilal, is to call him with that name. Look at the love Sahaba Ikram had between them. Just imagine an individual from the leaders of the Quraysh, a respectable and beloved deputy of a Nabi, is addressing his slave as, O my chief. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's two deputies were such that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought advice from them even in the late hours of the night. Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. They were Hazrat Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. One day by mistake, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, you are dark in complexion. He immediately realized his mistake and was extremely sorry for uttering such words. Allah Ta'ala, let these things happen for lessons for us. But Sahaba Ikram, what level they were, we can't even understand it. Ajib, Hazrat Umar, they mentioned about him also one time, sitting with his students. So he asked them, What would you love the best? So one of them says, I would love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me a room full of silver coins, dirhams, and that I spend every coin in the path of Allah. Then he asks in the second time, what would you love to have in your life? Another one says, I would love Allah ta'ala give me a whole room full of gold coins and spend every coin in the love of Allah, the path of Allah. Then he asks for a third time, that what would you really love? So the third person says, I love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me a room full of precious stones and I spend all of that in the path of Allah. These were genuine sahaba ikram, wasn't just now lip service. If Allah ta'ala give me, I will spend everything in the path of Allah, in the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then they asked Umar bin Khattab, Hazrat Umar, what do you desire? Look at his humility and his love for sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. He says, if Allah ta'ala blesses me, I will love a room full of people like Abu Ubaidah and Mu'az bin Jabal and Huzaifa bin Yaman, who I would use in the obedience of Allah. For Allah ta'ala give me men like them. Although he was a mere mu'mineen, see how he held others in honor. For Allah ta'ala gives me Abu Ubaidah, who was a conqueror of Sham and Philistine. For Allah ta'ala give us back our haram and protect those people. And Huzaifa bin Yaman, great Sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Mu'adh bin Jabal also buried in Philistine. He said, I have a room full of those type of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and I would use them in the path of Allah, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here we can imagine somebody ask us what we would like. Oh, what list we will have, Allah jahani. Ask the wives and the children, value system has changed. The value system has changed. So he said to Bilal radiallahu anhu that you are dark in complexion. He immediately realized his mistake and was extremely sorry for uttering such words. To make amends, he laid down on the ground and asked Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu to walk on his body so that his mistake can be forgiven on the day of Qiyamah. Imagine. Bilal radiallahu anhu refused to walk on his body, saying, you are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Nabi and also his father-in-law. Because his daughter Hazrat Hafsa was married to Rasulullah s.a.w. He was the father-in-law of Rasulullah s.a.w. Your daughter is the beloved wife of Rasulullah s.a.w. and the mother of the Ummah. How can I place my feet on your sacred body? I have forgiven you for the sake of Allah. Allah give us hasdaya. Then we forgive. As Hakim Sahib would say, rahmatullah alayh, that forgive your wife before she can make you upset. Masula Khan Sahib would say, rahmatullah alayh, he says, I forgive Begum Sahiba, my wife, before she can even tell me anything to. Already forgiven her. By default, she's forgiven for everything. Allah Ta'ala give us a mizah temperament like that. Once during the days of his khilafah, a thought came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's mind that he was the khalifa of the Muslims. This was not pride, but just a thought. Yet having become perturbed at this thought, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately picked up a water bag and slung it over his shoulders. Having walked out of his house, he knocked at the door of a poor Muslim and served that water to them. Who is doing this? None other than the commander of the Muslims, holding the reins of leadership, the righteous Khalifa, Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Why did he act in this way? It was for the sole purpose of annihilating his ego. Take out the pride from the heart. That's why all his fights we find is only because of pride. It's only because of ego. It's only because of ego. As it says, when it comes to other people, let me show humility. But come in the house, no humility. Then there we want to show who we are after that. And the question is, what we are afraid of? Why we are afraid to be humble at home? What is the problem? Hazrat says, now at home is all tu-tu, meh-meh. Tu-tu, you, me. He says, when the sheep makes meh-meh, what you must do? You must cut it. So he says, you must cut the ego. Cut the ego, make you say far, make tawbah, say I'm sorry. Immediately Allah Ta'ala will forgive your gunas and sins. You made my bandi sorry. You forgave her. She's living with you in your house. And you ask her, Allah says, I will forgive you immediately. Allah Ta'ala will forgive you because you forgave her. It is only for the purpose of annihilating his ego. This was the way of our pious elders. Though through self-training, they annihilated themselves. I am relating these incidents concerning anger to show you the signs of the accepted servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were such that if they committed a mistake, they would immediately ask for forgiveness and would not hesitate in resorting to istighfar and repentance. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq also. We make any mistake, make istighfar. And as I say, nowadays also, unfortunately, we make istighfar with 100 times. Say, Allah made maaf. Istighfar means, I'm not doing it again. Today we feel I made 100 times istighfar, 2 rakah salat at tawbah, so it's maaf now, finished. He says, no, it's not only istighfar. Istighfar means close up the avenues and doors of that sin and make a firm promise to Allah, Ya Allah, I am not going back to it. Not wishful thinking that I made istighfar and now this thing will save me. You will make the intention to save yourself, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save you. Allah ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا حليم يا كريم يا واسع المغفرة. O most kind Allah, O Allah, forgive us all our sins, O my Allah. Ya Allah, purify and cleanse us, O my Allah. Remove the filth and all the dirt from our hearts, O my Allah. All the evil memories, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, restore it, Ya Allah. Change it, Ya Allah. Good thoughts, O my Allah. With your dhikr, O my Allah. With Quran tilawat. With your love and the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, full of our hearts with the brum, O my Allah. With your shadeed love, O my Allah. Intense love for you. For the root sharif, O my Allah. For love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran tilawat, O my Allah. Halqas of ta'aleem for majalis to stay in your path, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, accept our families, our progenies, our children, O my Allah. O Kareem Rahim Allah, keep us with the afiyat, sihat, and salamat in your obedience. Ya Allah, grant us plenty of barakah, O my Allah, in our iman, our taqwa, our a'mal. In our sustenance, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from haram, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from your disobedience, O my Allah. O my Allah, make your obedience very easy for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, pull us, Ya Allah, towards your obedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with your power of judgment, pull, O my Allah, pull us out of guna and sin. Ya Allah, out of depression, Ya Allah, out of difficulties, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak to be tested, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have the sabr, O my Allah. We don't have the hearts, we don't have the bodies, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, you've been so kind to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are too weak to be tested, O my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in your bounties and your ni'mats, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Keep us close to you, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, guide the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Give hidayah to the Ummah of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam. Protect the Ummah, O my Allah. Clothe the Ummah, O my Allah. Shelter the Ummah, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the Ummah in Gaza, in Palestine, in Ya Allah, Ya Allah, in Kashmir, in Pakistan, in India, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, in Sudan, and all the countries where there are difficulties upon the Muslims. O my Allah, O my Allah, you remove the difficulties, Ya Allah. Grant them sukoon, O my Allah. Shelter them, O my Allah. Protect them, O my Allah. O my Allah, grant them victory, O my Allah. Let your deen prevail in the world, O my Allah. O my Allah, make us your true servants and slaves. In our homes, create muhabbat, love, and understanding. O Kareem Rahim Allah, give us akhlaq in our homes. Give us tolerance, O my Allah. Give us humility, humbleness. Save us from pride, from ego, Ya Allah, from jealousy, O my Allah, from badgumani, badzubani, evil thoughts, from ghibat, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, fill our homes with taqwa, with iman. Ya Allah, with Quran tilawat. Open, Ya Allah, our children's hearts, O my Allah. Make them hufaz, make them ulama. Ya Allah, make them da'i of deen, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, we are too weak, O my Allah. Only your fazal, only your karam. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, we have nothing to offer to you, O my Allah. O my Allah, be kind to us, Ya Allah, as you always been kind to us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, accept all the programs, all the majalis, and all the jalsas that are taking place, all the ishtima'at, all the jamaats that are moving, Ya Allah. Hazrat Wala is moving all the time, Ya Allah. You be with him, O my Allah. Ya Allah, it's for you, spread in the entire world among the insan and jinnat, make it a means of hidayat. Ya Allah, keep him, Ya Allah, and his family. Ya Allah, with afiyat, sihat, and salamat, and barakat in the khidmat of deen. Ya Allah, inspire us also, O my Allah, and keep us moving in your path and in a manner that is most pleasing to you, O my Allah. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim, wa tub alayna, innaka anta tawwabur rahim. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Just a reminder, this weekend will be the program also in Port Chipson on يوم السبت وليلة الأحد. On Saturday from Asr the program will start at Port Chipson at the Darulum. Our Hazrat will be there also. Program will be taking place, it'll be on Saturday, and the next week will be the Istahi Jalsa inshallah in Azadwal. The annual program, buses are going, brothers book their flights also, carloads are going. We send the messages out in the group, brothers can join the groups accordingly, and then they can pool together, whether he's going to the airport, whether he's driving up, or the bus, somebody needs a lift, somebody needs to book, so we can assist inshallah. So this is once in a year, Islahi Jalsa takes place, starting from Jumu'ah next week. till Sunday Zuhr time. Alhamdulillah, Hazrat is very particular about the time. It will finish at Zuhr time. Half past 12 is Azan. Quarter to 1 is Jamaat on Sunday, Yom Al-Ahad. Then the Islahi Jalsa will finish then, inshallah. Together with that, as we send the message out, the brothers are planning to make Umrah next month, inshallah, via Palestine Masjid Al-Aqsa, the reward of tying Ihram over there, and then going for Umrah. Person's sins will be forgiven. Sahaba Ikram, many of them was they also there. They would take up this safar and journey. They would go to Masjid Al-Aqsa, tie Ihram, just to get this virtue and then come make Umrah thereafter. So the dates will be from next month, the 22nd, which will be a Sunday, till the 1st of October. So leave on a Sunday and return on a Tuesday, inshallah. So those brothers that would like to join, we sent it out on the group already. The link is there to join the group, and the details will be posted in the group, inshallah, about the bookings, where to book, etc. As we mentioned before, that we are not tour guides, no tour operators. We're not doing bookings for anybody. We're not making commission or a cut. Allah Ta'ala give us in akhirat, all of us, inshallah. Some people make things like Muli Sahib, Maulana, Mufti Sahib is doing some business sideline. For every ticket, he's making some commission there to cover his cost. Alhamdulillah. Every person can do his own booking, alhamdulillah. Wherever he's happy to, but the details will be given there, which flights, which airlines, etc. And accordingly, brothers can do their bookings, inshallah. So the link has been sent out. Anybody didn't get the link, then they can ask the brothers to put them on the group, inshallah, and ask them for the link, and can join that Umrah group. And accordingly, the details will come out there, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept us all, inshallah. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka. Together with that, we can make tashkil of other brothers. Because they'll be sharing a room possibly. So who we're comfortable with, we can make tashkil. Some family members or some friends, and we can share a room. The cost will come down, whatever it is. Accordingly, we can make tashkil and get others ready also. Allah Ta'ala accept us, inshallah.